Morning. Today's daf Menachos Lamed Gimel. We're on Lamed Beis. I'm in Beis at the very bottom of the Amud. Hilchos Mezuzah. As the Gemara has broken into the topic of Stam of Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah. So the Gemara today is going to be focused on mainly on Mezuzah, specifically on placement of the Mezuzah, where exactly the Mezuzah is to be placed. The Gemara yesterday already started telling us some of these halachas. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to take a small step backwards. We're going to go to Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel. It's 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Sorry, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara starts off as follows. Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel. A lot of halachas today told over by Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda jumped around from a number of Rebbeim. He learned by Rav and then, sorry, he learned by Shmuel. And after the death of Shmuel, he then went to Rav. And he says over halachas both in the name of Shmuel and the name of Rav. So we start off with halachas that he says over in the name of Shmuel. So I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Talab Makal Psula. So if you hang the mezuzah on a makal on a stick on a staff, so it's going to be pasul. So basically, what you do is you put the mezuzah not actually on the doorpost itself, but on some sort of stick next to the doorpost, leaning on the doorpost. So that's no good. My time b'sharecha be'inan. So the Torah b'sharecha tells us that it has to be in the shar, it has to be in the gate. So it has to be actually affixed to the structure itself, and it would be insufficient if it was attached to some sort of pole that leans against the gate. Tanya Namihach, the Gemara quotes the Brisa as well, supporting this halacha, Talab Amakal. So the first halacha in the Brisa, exactly like we just described, where instead of affixing the mezuzah against the actual doorpost itself, so you're putting it on a stick that leans against the doorpost. Oh, Shinichu Achaydel, so if you put it behind the door. So behind the door over here could literally mean behind the door. Rashi over here, however, translates that we're talking about putting it on the wall that is behind the door. So in other words, you're not even putting it on the doorpost, but you're basically putting it in the house, but interior, against the wall. So under those circumstances, sakana v'imbo mitzvah. So this poses a sakana, it's a danger, and there's not going to be a mitzvah. So I mentioned yesterday, but I'll mention it quickly again. Rashi over here by sakana introduces us to this idea that that mezuzah poses a shmirah. It not poses. It provides a shmirah for the house. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says sakana min hamezikin. Sheira bais mishtamer ba aishik venu b'tzuras haPesach kihilchasav. House is not properly under proper security unless the mezuzah is properly affixed to the doorpost. And so Rashi introduces us to this idea of sakana. Now I don't know if Tosfos disagrees with the concept in general. That'd be going a little bit too far. But in this particular context, in this particular brisa, Tosfos does not agree with Rashi. Perish Bekunshus gave to us a shloki chesayin abayz mishlamim neam azikim v'kashla Rabbeinu Tam. Deim kein have lemeim rachi. So Rabbeinu Tam, and by the way, another theme alert for today, not a number of debates between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, probably the most popular, the most classic one we're going to see in just a little while from now in terms of which way should the mezuzah be facing. Should it be facing up or should it be vertically or horizontal? That's coming up later. But I've noticed, however, a lot of debates that takes place between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi vis-a-vis mezuzah, specific to mezuzah. Okay, it could just simply be that, you know, it's proportionate to the number of debates they have, but it seems to me to be a little bit disproportionate in any event. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like Rashi's pshat over here because the Gemara should have said a lot more clear. Ava ha'asuya shlo kiyuchasa, v'nir detala b'makel nika ba'rosho, d'lavadayte. So Tosfos over here gives a less metaphysical and much more physical explanation of the Gemara. And that is that if your mezuzah is hanging on some sort of beam that is not connected to the doorpost, but basically in the door, so you're going to be walking through the door, and what's your head going to hit? Your head's going to hit the mezuzah. So Sakana over here says Tosfos is just a virtue of the fact that you're knocked right into the doorpost. Not the doorpost, but the beam that's hanging, where the mezuzah is hanging. In any event, it is a sakana, ve'ein bo mitzvah, and the Brisa ends off by saying that it's also not a mitzvah. So again, speaking to the idea that it would be a lack of kvius, a lack of correct positioning, if you're not putting it to the doorpost itself. Now, Beis Munbaz, some sort of royal house, Jewish, not Jewish, not clear, but for our purposes right now, not the point. Point is that it was some sort of lodging. If you look at Rashi over here, Hayosim bepundik asein kain, pundik hainu bayishalan nebo over drachim. So it was a house where people that was they were walking by, so they would stay there. B'derech ve'ein chayav me'mezuzim v'dalad yirz kevahu. One of the requirements which we're going to be discussing later is that in order for a house to be required mezuzah, it has to be base keva, has to be a permanent home. So in other words, if you are just occupying a place but only temporarily, it does not require a mezuzah. This is coming up later. We're going to see this a week and a half from now. So what they would do, this Beis Munbaz, anyone from this family, is that basically they would bring mezuzahs. And then they would hang the mezuzah up. So Ada Boker, Zichel mezuzah. So obviously this doesn't represent a mitzvah, as the Braisa just taught us. But they, however, wanted to keep the memory of mezuzah preserved in the mind. And so therefore they did Shaloh Yudarm La'olam Diras Keva, Allahola Chaya Mi'ir La'ir B'Machusel. And the reason why they wanted, specifically they wanted a Zech L'Mezuzah, is because they never had a permanent lodging. And these people never had a permanent lodging, so they go their whole lives without mezuzah. So the answer may be, that's right. In other words, there are technicalities in terms of fulfilling a mitzvah. They just don't meet the requirement, the criteria. And so therefore, they're never going to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah. But they wanted some sort of zech l'mezuzah. Okay, and why specific? Huh? Right. Okay, Phil asked the question according to Tosos.
Maybe because of move, they will be aware of
it. Right. For Rashi, it works out a lot better.
No, I'm saying maybe because it's only one night or two nights. So they're aware of it.
Very good. Anyway, the question on the table, Phil's asking a very good question. So if Tosha says that every time you're hanging it over there, poses a sakana, you're going to bump your head in, so they run that risk of sakana. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, continuing in the Gemara, we're two lines from the bottom, on, lam and beis, am and beis, mitzvah lanicha besoch halal shel pesach. So where to put the mezuzah? So you put it in the interior of the doorway. So pshita b'sharecha merachmanah. So the Gemara says, now we already established that. It doesn't seem like much of a chiddush. So sakdach amina hol v'amar Rava mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach hatzamach l'rishos harabim. So look, here's a halacha which we're going to learn in just a moment. Meaning, let's say it's a very thick interior. Okay, so the doorposts of the house are not just simply, let's say, 4 inches wide, 8 inches wide, although there also the halacha would be the same. But let's say it's a really thick interior. Let's say it's 3 feet wide. Okay, so in other words, to get through the doorway, it's a really wide door. It's a really long entrance. And so now you have this very wide doorway. So good. So I know I have to put it on the interior, but we're in the interior. So we're going to be learning later on, the Gemara is just making reference to it right now, is that you put it on the side that is most exterior. In fact, tefach hasamach l'rishat sarayim. So that means to say that the mezuzah should go as almost as far exterior as you can, within one tefach from the outside. Now, kam demrachik male. So the idea is now the further outside is the better. So the further outside is the better. So now that I know that halacha, so here's what I may erroneously conclude. So where should I put the mezuzah? So maybe I should be putting the mezuzah basically outside. Meaning the more outside the better. Hey, if it's the more outside the better, let's go all the way outside. So mamish put it, affix it to the wall that is outside right next to the doorway. So that should be fine. So kamash malan. So the Gemara says, so the halacha may have misled us. So that's what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel wants to teach us. That no, don't think it should be outside of the interior. Yes, it's true, it should be most exterior, but still maintained within the interior of the doorway. Kamash Malan. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and by the way, we're going to learn later on why it's necessary. I didn't explain why. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain why it is that we want the mezuzah to be as most exterior as possible. That's coming up later. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kasva Ashnei Dapin Psula. So another halacha said over by Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is that if I write it on two columns, it would be pasul. Now let's learn the Gemara like Rashi. Rashi says when we're talking about writing on two columns, we mean even on one cloth. So you write it on one cloth, but you just instead of writing on one column, we write in two columns. Yesterday we already talked about preferences of the various Amoraim and Tanaim to write it as one thin column, like a Sefer Torah. So we certainly know there's a preference to write in one column. But what if, let's say, you write the mezuzah in two columns? So the way Rashi understands the Gemara right now, that would be a disqualification. Meis for the Gemara challenges kasva al shnei dapim v'nicha b'shnei sipim psula. So the Gemara quotes a brisa. So the brisa says that if you write on two dapim, and then you put it on two columns, so then it would be possible. Now, how does Rashi understand this Gemara right now? The way Rashi understands it is that you write in two columns and you cut it. You cut it right down the middle, obviously vertically, and then you put one column on one side, on one post, and the other column on the other post. So that would be possible. What's the implication? Habisaf echad, so if you put it on one post, kshera. That means that if I wrote on two columns, but I put those two columns on one post, it would be kosher. So, ru'uya lishnei sipim kama. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood. Meaning, as long as it could go on two posts, meaning if I wrote in two columns and I could cut it and it can go in two posts, then it would be, that's what the Bryce was making reference to. So, according to Rashi, what comes out now from the Gemara is as follows. The mezuzah has to be written in one column. Now, everyone agrees that the mezuzah has to be written, preferably should be written on one column. But the way Rashi understands the Gemara is that this is li'ikuva, this is essential. And according to Rashi, if you write the mezuzah in two columns, so then it's going to be possible. Even if you roll it up, doesn't matter. In other words, but if you wrote it, the Shema and the Vahaya in two columns, so that would disqualify the mezuzah. Okay, and fine, and that would be the halacha. However, Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi's understanding of a Gemara. Tosfos is of the opinion that if you wrote down one klaf, even in two columns, that would be fine. That's not what the Gemara is describing over here. What the Gemara is describing over here is, well, you wrote the mezuzah, and you separate it into two separate klapim. So under those circumstances, it would be possible. But if you run on one klaf, even as two columns, it would be acceptable according to Tosfos. See the top Tosfos for more discussion on this. And interesting, the halacha Shulchan Aruch brings down like the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch brings down like Tosfos. That the of course the lechatchila one should write on one column, but if you run on one klaf and two columns, so b'di'evit it would be fine. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmon ben Mezuzah halacha achar heker tzir. When it comes to mezuzah, so which side of the mezuzah do I put it on? So the Gemara over here says you put it based on where the hinges are, right? Heker tzir is basically where you see the hinges. Hinges back in the day were not as fancy as ours. Now our hinges aren't that fancy. You know, it's simple. It's mechanical, but in other words, but the way the hinges work nowadays is that we have a metal hinge and we attach part of it to the house and part of it to the door. Back in the day. So what they had for hinges were basically little pegs that come on the bottom and the front of the door, much like when you see the restaurants and they're pushing through the door. So they have a peg so that the door can swing in either direction. So that's basically what their hinges were back then. In any event, it doesn't really matter. For the purpose of this discussion, what the Gemara is now saying is that the hinges will be the determinant in terms of which side the mezuzah goes on. Now, all this should be confusing to everybody because we all thought we knew that what should be the determinant in terms of which side should the mezuzah go on? Derech Yamin should go on the right side of entrance. So in other words, if you're going from the outside in, so basically the way you are coming in and the way you are now to the right, the side on your right as you're entering, that should be the side of the mezuzah. That's what we all thought we knew, and we're correct. So what's the Gemara right now doing talking about the hinges being the determinant? So my heker tzir, Amravada abakta. So the first of all, Gemara clarifies that the heker tzir is referring to those little pegs that I described just a moment ago. Now hechidami, the Gemara says, now what are we talking about over here? Meaning, when is the heker tzir going to be the determinant of which side the mezuzah should go on? The Gemara seeks clarification. Kigon pischa demetre bate, bein begarve lebe nashi. And Rashi over here explains where. Let's see the Rashi inside. It's really helpful in terms of just painting a picture over here. Rashi writes, Adam shecholik beiso chetzio lehilachanashim hamachzirim bebeiso vechetzio leishto laasos malachta behetzneya. So basically, to the house there are two sides: the men's side and the women's side to the house. Okay, very modest home and very traditional home. Men on one side, women on the other side of the house. V'yesh pesach bein zu lezu. Now there is an entrance that goes from the men's side to the women's side. Now each one of them has an egress going out to the Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Now Rashi tells us what we all knew and were correct. Meaning, as far as the mezuzah going out of the house, so it is in terms of which side should the mezuzah go on, derech yamin lebia, right side upon entrance. So, as far as the door is concerned, going in and out of the house, we have no doubt which side the mezuzah should go on. The way Rashi presents the Gemara over here, it's that door that's connecting now the men's side to the women's side within the house. So, in other words, so which one of them now goes in which direction? And really, the truth of the matter is, They're both significant. They're both equally significant. So, okay, fine. No, no, well, we'll see. So we'll see. So, Ella halacha achar, chur shebesov shetzir hadel sovev bo. Ha'utzad she'achor bo, chashiv bias. V'derech gemin, kishenichnas nebo, nosne mezuzah. So therefore, that chur, that hole, remember the way I described it, because they had the pegs going into the hole. So that hole now makes, is going to now be, in other words, over here now, everything else is basically equal. Meaning, unlike an egress that goes into the Rishos HaRabim, there is a very simple determinant.
It's a swinging door, right?
It's a swinging door. Right. But in other words, but it swings to once, it swings both ways. Right. Correct. So over here, the door interior to the house, going from the men's side to the women's side, from women's side to the other, to the men's side. So from there, there's no derech bia, there's no derech yitzia. It's not an egress, it's not an entrance to the outside. They both have egresses to the outside. So over here now, from derech bia standpoint, in and out of the house, all things are equal. So now we need a new determinant, another determinant, in order to establish where the mezuzah should go. And therefore, we have this idea of tzir, of the hole, meaning the hinge being now the next level determinant of what's going to determine which side the mezuzah should go on.
Isn't the hinge on both sides?
No.
It's in the middle.
No. The hinge is actually going to be on
the swinging door. When you have a hinge on both sides, you see the hinge.
No. In other words, the hinge is going to be on either the right or on the left side. The door is going to swing both ways, open and closed. But in other words, but the hinge is going to be on either the right or the left side. It's done. It's correct. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Amrav Yehuda, also came in Nagar Psula. Okay. And now we get to a halacha. No, did I skip a little bit? Lebeinashi. Reish Kalusa Banabesa. Okay. Reish Kalusa built a house. Amar Leila Rav Nachman Kavali Mezusta. And so Reish Kalusa, political position, powerful position, turns to now the rabbinic leadership at this time, which was Rav Nachman, and basically says to Rav Nachman, okay, good. I have a nice house now. Let's go. Put up my mezuzahs. I'm Rav Nachman, Tali Dasha Beresha. So Rav Nachman says, well, the first thing you got to do is you got to put the doorway in first. Now, really interesting halachas, important halachas. Rashi over here writes, Tali Dasha Beresha, Hamid Hasipa Bibinyan Tchila. So first you got to do is you got to put the doorposts in. Now, by the way, the word doorpost, right, which we're, obviously is a big part of mezuzah, because you put the mezuzah on the mezuzah. Now, I know that sounds funny, but the word itself literally means the doorposts, right? We refer to the cloth put in there, we call it a mezuzah, right? But the truth of the matter is the word mezuzah itself means doorpost. But that's Hebrew. That's good. It's a great start. We're gonna see in today's daf that in Aramaic, so the doorpost was really important. I know it's important because the Gemara has many different words to describe the mezuzah, right? You already saw the word sipa. Sipa or saf is another Aramaic word to describe the mezuzah. We are also now talking about the word dasha. Dasha also is another way to describe a mezuzah, at least that's the way Rashi explains it. So Tali Dasha Beresha, I'm reading the Rashi, Hamid Asipa Biminyan Tchila V'Acharkach Kavinu or Kava Behu HaMezuzahs. Degamrina Mitzitzis, Dechsiv Ba Tasev Lomanasui. Good. V'Ika V'Anetchila HaMezuzah B'Sipa V'Hadra Asipa Binyan Havaya Asui HaMezuzah Kodem Shetavali De Mitzvah. Okay, and so Rashi over here explains like this. By Tzitzis, there's a halach of Tasim and Asui, and by the way, it's by Sukkah as well, right? The Gemara in Sukkah tells us in Daf Tes that this Tasim Elom and Asui is a concept by Sukkah, it's a concept by Tzitzis, and as we're going to learn in just a moment, it's also a concept by Mezuzah. And the idea is very simple. First, finish the item, then attach the mitzvah. It's really that simple, right? So in other words, you can't create the mitzvah first before the item is set up, and then set the item up. So, I know this doorpost is going into that doorway. So, why don't I just simply put the mezuzah into the doorpost and then put the doorpost into the doorway? No, it's no good.
Because it's not a doorpost.
Well, it will be.
Before you put it in, it's not a doorpost.
Okay, but it will be. The problem is, tasev elom ana asui. In other words, when the Torah gives instructions for making the mezuzah, so based on its connection, we're going to learn the connection later in the daf. based on its connection to tzitzis. So we know that just like by tzitzis, the Torah says va'asu lahem tzitzis, that you have to make tzitzis, meaning as after the beged has already been made, the same thing is true regarding mezuzah. The mitzvah can only be affixed only after the doorpost has been attached to the house. Good. That's the halacha. And so the way Rashi understands the Gemara is that what Rav Nachman said to Reish Galusa is, well, the construction is not done yet. Meaning, I'm not simply going to put the mezuzah on the doorpost if the doorpost is not in place yet. First put the doorpost in place, then I'll put the mezuzah on. That's Rashi's understanding of the Gemara. See Tosus for more discussion on this. And I'll just mention it quickly. It's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's really interesting, and that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says that a doorway to a house or a doorway in a house is not obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah unless it has a door. Really interesting opinion of the Rambam, that a doorway, even though it's got two posts, it's got a lintel. Lintel with an E? Okay. I thought it was an I. I self-edited. Okay, anyway. Even though it has two doorposts and it has a lintel, so the halacha is, according to the Rambam, it does not require a mezuzah unless it has an actual door. Okay, a lot of people look for where the Rambam got this halacha from. It's not perfectly clear where the Rambam got the halacha from, but this Gemara over here could be, in fact, the source of the Rambam. But he'd understand that the word dasha over here means actual door, meaning not doorway, but an actual door. Okay. And again, I pointed it out quickly. I'll mention it quickly again. The halacha doesn't follow the Rambam in this particular regard. By the way, interesting. Read the Rambam. The Rambam, you know how he's super organized. I mean, beyond. He's fantastic. So the Rambam, when going through the halachas of mezuzah, talks about the 10 requirements necessary in order for there to be a mezuzah. And so by getting the Rambam says there are 10 things that disqualify a get. In other words, so he categorizes and lists, he actually goes through 10 things. One of the 10, according to the Rambam, of course, is that the doorway needs a door. But, okay. Amar Rav, asa kiminaga psula. Here we go. The Gemara now discusses now which way should the mezuzah face. Should the mezuzah be facing vertical or horizontal? Well, the Gemara has a really clear opinion. Our problem is that we just don't speak Gemara so well. So, also come in Nagar Psula. So, if I make it like a Nagar, so it would be Pusul. Now, Rashi over here. Let's start with Rashi. Also come in Nagar. Shikava v'tachva b'saf. You fix it to the doorpost. Kenagar shetochvin hanegarin b'kosel kazeh. Just like the craftsmen, the carpenters, so they take their nails and they put it into the wall. Meaning, horizontal. So in other words, if you put your mezuzah in horizontally, so Rashi says, that's disqualified, psula. De mitzvah, meaning the next Rashi, de mitzvah lesita be'orech b'saf kazeh nagar ke vila. In other words, the mitzvah is to make it vertical and to put it vertically. So which direction should the mezuzah be facing? For Rashi, it's very clear. Rashi says that it should be facing vertically, not horizontally. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos. We'll get to Tosfos in just a moment. Let's just first finish the Gemara. So, also kiminagar psula. Ini v'haki also Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar kula mezuzah debei Rav kiminagar havu avidin. So the Gemara now is bothered because you're telling me it's disqualified to put it in. Now I'm going to read the Gemara like Rashi. You tell me it's disqualified when you put it in horizontally, but meanwhile, debei Rebbe, all of his mezuzahs were put in horizontally. The Gemara says, no, v'ayi pischa de'ayobe Rebbe, I'm sorry, v'ayi pischa de'ayobe Rebbe lebe mejosh lo havele mezuzah. And a separate point the Gemara makes, which the Gemara is going to come back to, is that entrance that Rebbe made for the base medrash, so that entrance did not have a mezuzah. We're going to come back to that halacha in just a moment. But in the meantime, however, how can you tell me that if I make it horizontally, it's disqualified, when meanwhile, that's how they did it? So the Gemara says, well, no. And again, I'm just going to read the Gemara like Rashi. Here I'll just paraphrase Rashi. If I made the mezuzah and the way I put it into the doorway is horizontal, that's absolutely no good. It's disqualified. Over there, in that particular scenario, they did not make it perfectly horizontal. They made it in an L bracket shape, meaning they made it horizontal and they made it vertical. Now, not perfectly clear what that meant, meaning I don't think, here's now me speculating a little bit, I don't think it means they bent the mezuzah. I think it means that when, in terms of rolling the mezuzah, part of it was rolled in a vertical and part of it was left up in part of it was horizontal, but part of it was also vertical. In any event, in other words, it wasn't totally horizontal. If it was totally horizontal, it would be no good, to be disqualified. Some of it was horizontal, some of it was vertical, and that was done over there, and that would be why it's okay. Ad Khan, that takes us through Rashi's position. Rashi very clearly is of the opinion that a mezuzah has to be placed vertically, not horizontally. Good. Tosos quotes Rashi, Tosos disagrees. And who of the Balei Tosos disagrees with Rashi? Rabbeinu Tam, like I said. Seems to be a disproportionate number of debates between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam vis-a-vis mezuzah. But that's me speculating. The Kashula Rabbeinu Tam. You see the Tosos Hadavida, Kisich Hadavida Ke'astivara. So drop down now, two lines before it starts getting wide. The Kashula Rabbeinu Tam. Demu'umad lav derech kavod hu. And here a really interesting debate between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in terms of what is considered a respectful way of placing and positioning. So if it's vertical, Rabbeinu Tam says that's not respectful. How do I know that's not respectful? Ukvurz chamor karile ba'amocher peros. The Gemara Baba Basra talks about the way we bury. How do we bury? Do we bury people vertically or horizontally? So we bury people horizontally. Really interesting proof in terms of how we see what's a more respectful way of resting something, laying something to rest. Furthermore, the Sefer Torah v'lucha shabaron mushka v'lo ma'umad. And on top of that, when the Sefer Torah was placed in the Aron, was it placed vertically or was it placed horizontally? The Gemara Baba Basra makes it sound like it was placed horizontally. Now, it's not just a structural issue. Well, there was no other way to do it. Tosfos argues that it could have been placed vertically, but rather the preferred choice is to place it horizontally. A Gemara later on, which we haven't seen yet, which we're going to get to. Again, the indication would seem to be that preferable to put it horizontal, vertical, it's more appropriate. And so Tosfos therefore takes Gemara and puts the entire Gemara on a 90-degree angle. Where? According to Rashi, horizontal is pasul and vertical is kasher. So for Rabbeinu Tam, just the opposite. Vertical is pasul and horizontal would be kasher. And ki istavri hanatum b'shok l'rachva b'laz kabila kshira. And as far as the istavri, that was placed on a horizontal, and that's why it was okay. Okay, so anyway, Wait, one second. I'll tell you what. I'll discuss it with you later. Right now, let me just present, and then afterwards you can ask the questions. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam and says just the opposite of Rashi. Good. So the Shulchan Aruch goes like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says it should be vertical, not horizontal. He follows like Rashi's viewpoint. The Ashkenazim, so this is where we classically know. The Ashkenazim take a middle approach. And here, almost literally, a middle approach. So the Ashkenazim, the Ramah brings down, that what we do is we take the mezuzah, we put it on the slant. So we don't put it vertically, we don't put it horizontally. And so now, Rashi's psul is when it's perfectly horizontal. Rabbeinu Tam's psul is only when it's perfectly vertical. So now we have it on a slant, so we don't postulate it for either position. And so that is how we the Ashkenazim, take a compromise position between the two.
Do you have any other incidents of halacha that we do this? That we go in between?
Well,
we never do that, right?
It only works in between because Rashi disqualifies only when it's at a perfect horizontal.
Right.
And Rabbeinu Tam only disqualifies when it's at a perfect vertical. So here we can compromise. We have the ability to compromise.
Because neither one is pasul.
Right. In other areas, halacha, no. Okay, again, I'm more than happy to discuss later. I'm sorry, the time is short, and part of it's my fault. I'm Rav Yudah, Rav Asa, Kaminaga Psula. So, I'm sorry we did this. Back to the Gemara, we are on. Lami Gimel Amad Aleph, we're halfway down the Amad. Ini. V'ahu Piskla Dahava Ayal Bei Rav Huna, Lebei Midrasha. Now, we are talking about entrances that go into the Beis Medrash. Okay, now, we already received a report earlier in the Gemara, just a couple lines above, that the Rebbe had a Pesach going into the Beis Medrash and it did not have a mezuzah. The Gemara is bothered because now we're continuing the Gemara. Now there was an entrance of Rav Huna to the base medrash v'havilei mezuzah, and that did in fact have a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, "Hahu ragil hava." So the Gemara says, "No, that was something that was normal and regular and common." Rashi over here writes as follows: let me first read a little more Gemara. Because this is what you do when it comes to mezuzah. You go after the doorway that is most often used. Now, I will say to everybody, let's wait till tomorrow. Because it sounds like from our Gemara over here that when there's multiple doorways, so the mezuzah should go on which one? Only the one that's more frequently used. That's what our Gemara sounds like. In fact, Rashi over here writes, halachacha haragil im yesh beis psachim. If I have two doorways going into another room, so the one that's used more often is the one that's put that, where a mezuzah goes. Okay, if all I had was this Gemara, so then I'd say that in a house where I have multiple doorways going into a single room, so basically you put it only in one, not in both. Stay tuned till tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to hear a Gemara that sounds contrary to this Gemara, and I will show you how the Rishonim address it. And the halach is that both doorways do require a mezuzah. Over here, however, there is one doorway that was infrequently used. Admittedly, however, keep this in mind, it's very interesting. Rebbe used the doorway, but apparently it was a private doorway, meaning it was only Rebbe who used the doorway, therefore it was less frequently used, therefore it didn't have a mezuzah. Again, don't conclude anything from what we just learned right now. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to see Gemara, and we have to put the two Gemaras together. Good. So now we talked about the direction of the mezuzah, horizontal versus vertical. Now, where in the Torah post should it go? So a machlokus amaraim, exactly where in the Torah post should it go? So mitzvah l'anicha b'tchilas shlish ha'olyon. So according to Shmuel, Rav Masna, according to Shmuel, so it should go on the top third of the doorway. So in other words, break up the doorway, the doorpost, into thirds. And so now go to the top third, and it should go at the bottom of the top third. Rav Huna amar magbiya min hakarka tefach umarchik min hakora tefach v'chol pesach kula kashla mezuzah. According to Rav Huna, you have basically the entire doorpost from top to bottom, except the top tefach, except the bottom tefach. Major for the Gemara challenges. Magbiyam in a karka tefach, umarchik min a kara tefach, v'chol ha-pesach kulo kasher le-mezuzah div Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, just like we heard from Rav Huna, but this is Tanayim. According to Rav Yehuda, you have the entire doorpost. Rav Yossi Omer uksharta mukhsafta, makshir begova, aksiva begova. Just like the Torah put two mitzvahs together, the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of mezuzah. When it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, so it's where on the body? The top part of the body. Now, it's really interesting. Which tefillin are we talking about? The Shel Rosh or the Shel Yad? Rashi over here could not be any clearer. Rashi says we're talking about the Shel Rosh, where that obviously is going on the very top of the body. Okay. More to discuss about that Rashi, but not for now. In the meantime, so according to Rabbi Yossi, it belongs on the top. Makshir begova, aftsiva begova. Now, Bishlam le Rav Huna, hu damar ka Rav Yehuda. Now, according to Rav Huna, good. Rav Huna will say, look, I have a Tana clearly in my position, right? I follow like Rav Yehuda. Very good. El Shmuel Damer, come on, look at Rav Yehuda, look at Rav Yossi. But Shmuel says it belongs on the lower portion of the top third. That's neither here nor there. Meaning it's not Rav Yehuda, he says that you have the entire doorpost top to bottom, sans the top and bottom tefach. It's not Rav Yossi who says that it must be at the very top. So who's he holding like? So Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nasan La'olam Ki Rav Yossi. Really, he's holding like Rav Yossi, as we turn out to the top of Lama Gimel Amud Beis. Umay Tchila Shlish Ha'elyon Dika Amar La'achika Shelo La'achika Min Akara Shemala Yoser Mishlish. In other words, there's a range, and what he was just doing is he was just giving the top of the range, meaning that in Achinami, you could bring it down, and you could bring it down to the bottom, but how far down can you go? Only to the bottom of the top third. Meaning anywhere from the bottom of the top third to the top is where you can place it. The Brisa was only just talking about the upper part portion of the range, and Shmuel was giving us the lower portion. Amar Rav Mitzvah L'Anicha B'Tefach HaSamach L'Rosh HaRabim. Where should we put the tefillin? So we already mentioned this halacha once this morning. We're now mentioning it a second time. But here we're going to get an explanation. Where should it be in the doorway? So in other words, we already discussed vertically where it should go. We're not talking about which direction it should face. That already was discussed. But we're now talking about within the vertical of the post. So it belongs on the top part. Well, we learned it's a machlokas. What the halacha is that it's in the top third. That's what we learned together. Within the top third, where should it go? In the top third, exterior versus interior. So again, we already learned the halacha, but the Gemara is now going to review. On the tefach that is closest to the exterior, my taima. So the Gemara here is going to give two explanations. One explanation is as follows. You're going to go into the house. So the quicker you hit the mitzvah, the better. So in other words, as you're entering into the house, so if the mezuzah is recessed into the doorway, so that is missed opportunity to hit the mezuzah first. So therefore, you want it to be as exterior as possible. Remember, as we learned earlier this morning, not on the wall of the house facing outside, meaning because it has to be in the doorway, but it has to be in the doorway as proximate to the outside as possible. Rav Chanina Misura Amar Kecha de Tintere, and Rav Chanina Misura says so that it should be more of a shmirah. So second time this morning, we're hearing the idea of Shmira. The Gemara over here seems to be very clear. The idea behind Shmira is that it provides a Shmira for the house. The more exterior it is, the more it's protecting. And make the observation, which we saw back in Avodah Zarah, which we're seeing right now again. Back in Avodah Zarah, you remember the discussions, the dialogues that Unklus had with the Roman generals who came in. He converted one after another. And one of his winning arguments was, look, and basically it's going to be our Gemara that we're learning right now. We have the word ve'am or ve'avadav mishamer mosam mivechutz. So when it comes to a king in this world, so he's on the inside and he has his guards protecting him. Meanwhile, midas kadosh baruch hu, but our melech, after Rosh Hashanah, by the way, we are... Hopefully we have acknowledged that he's the Melech. So midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't no Cain. Avadav Yoshim mebifnim v'hu mishamer mebechutz. Meanwhile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're on the inside, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guarding us from the outside. Shenemar Hashem Shomecha Hashem Tzilcha ad al yad yeminecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing us our Shmira from the outside. And so therefore, that Shmira, we want it to be covering as much coverage as possible, which means as most exterior to the house. Let's quickly recap. We did a lot. Okay. You just got comfortable. I'm sorry. Today we covered the basic halachas of, number one, it's got to be affixed to the doorpost itself, not something which is just simply hanging from the doorpost. The halacha of the, it's got to go on the interior of the doorpost, which we repeated not once but twice today. The halacha of one column versus two columns. According to Rashi, two columns even on one cloth is possible, but that's not the halacha. Halacha is that two columns is okay, b'di'eved, as long as it's on one cloth. That's like Tosfos. That's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. The halacha, in terms of determining which side should the mezuzah go on. Now we know if it's an egress, if an entrance from the outside into the house, so there, derech bia, altsad hayamin. As you're coming in, right side going in. However, under limited circumstances, we can look at other determinants, notably where the hinges are. We discussed that earlier this morning. But again, really limited instances. The halach of tasev alam and asui. First you put the doorposts into the doorway, then you affix the mezuzah. But if you affix the mezuzah to the doorpost before construction, and then that goes into the doorway, that's no good, because that's tasev alam and asui. A halacha which we're going to be repeating again tomorrow as well. The direction of the mezuzah should be vertical or horizontal. So fascinating machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says vertical. Shulchan Aruch falls like Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam says horizontal. And the Ashkenazim take a middle approach. Or I should say better, an approach that satisfies both. A second entrance that is less used, that's going into two doorways into one room, and one is used more frequently than the other, halach achar haragil, I said, let's reserve any conclusion yet until we get to tomorrow's daf. When we get to tomorrow's daf, we will we'll understand that halacha much better in terms of the double doorway, the two doorways. Where in the doorway should it go? Where should it be affixed in the doorway? Do you have the entire doorway, or should it be put on the top portion of the doorway, the top third? Machlokis Amarayim, Machlokis Tanayim. The halacha is that you should put it in the bottom of the top third. What if it's an extraordinarily high doorway, where if you put it there, it'll be out of reach and out of view? So a discussion in the halacha, not discussed in the Gemara. And finally, the last thing we did today is the when putting it in the doorway from the outside, it should be the most exterior, meaning in the doorway, but on the side that is most exterior to the outside. Two reasons given by the Gemara: one, so that you hit the mitzvah first, and two, so that it provides more coverage of shmirah for the house.